This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
I'm Paige, and headlines brought to us by Gosling Electric. Well, we begin our newscast with a conversation about what Kanye West has admitted to in a new song called Cousins.
Let's see if I got it. I don't think I got it.
Good. Good. God, man.
Oh. Look, I think it's one of those times where, like, okay, you kind of being a little too eccentric. Like, it's one of those you definitely can't believe, right?
I don't know that. I mean, there's a lot of ways to look at it. It could be someone who is, and I've said this before, I don't like to pontificate about somebody's mental illness or whatever.
Yeah. Especially with him, it's so back and forth.
But you almost wonder, like, this is not an original thought. I read somebody else say this too, and I was like, you know, it makes like he's trying to like out his complete anything he's got that might be blackmail.
Mm-hmm.
He's like giving it out, so nobody can ever blackmail him.
That's like a great point.
I know. I was like, God, that makes perfect. Why would you admit? And it's not a people say, oh, he's doing it for the download. Who's downloading that?
I kind of want
to. Curiosity, maybe, but like you read the lyrics and it's like.
I haven't read him yet. I got to read the
lyrics. He basically said that he found some magazines that were his mother's that obviously featured men. And he and his cousin would look at that magazine and then perform on each other.
Oh, it's like Jim Norton had a joke about that. You know, it was a little game he played with his buddy called Monster Rain.
Who knows? I learned that with Britney Spears. It was always fun to see her dancing around in a thong with a karate sword.
Karate sword.
but then it's like, gosh, this is some pain right here, and I don't feel good watching it no more.
Yeah.
My grammar is awesome.
So it doesn't say how old he was, but the cousin was 6, according to this.
And he said that Kanye did that till he was 11, though.
We might have to reenact these lyrics.
No, we ain't.
I had a dramatic retelling.
Nope. Cousin Brian, don't get any ideas. Benji, stay out.
Binge!
No. I'm going to do it.
I mean, there is something salacious that if you want me to say it, I will. But this will. He says that he performed oral sex on his cousin until he was 14 years of age.
Oh, 14. Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
So
without a break?
One more fact. The cousin is in prison for killing a pregnant woman a few years ago, and Kanye told him they shouldn't be looking at dirty magazines together anymore.
God, I
want
to make a bad observation right now, but I ain't going to.
Come on, throw it.
It's the new me.
We couldn't reenact the second line.
Like, I'm wondering if that's why he got his jaw wired shut. Come on, man.
So this guy's metal mouth.
If you watch the video, it includes gun violence, a burning cross, a homophobic slur, and a picture of a large-breasted woman with swastikas where her
God, he's like pulling it all in the one big thing. Like,
I'm just reading
Klanhood, swastikas.
I'm
surprised you don't have a Hitler stash by now.
Well, going through the chorus now, it's just like, this ain't a real song. You're just like saying stuff to be outlandish. Like,
I
gave my cousin blank is like the whole chorus of the whole song.
Like, and is it the same cousin that stole that laptop that he charged you $500,000 to get back? Like,
that's
the same cousin?
That's what people were saying on the that comes up first on the Google search.
God. So
laptop cousin, then the song.
Because laptop cousin allegedly, like, there was stuff on there and it was all alleged that it was music that hadn't been released, but like, what was on that laptop now?
My gosh.
Like,
can you imagine?
Oh man. And I don't know why I care. I'm not dissing your story, but like, it's one of those things where, God, people handle things in many different ways, but yay, Poppy. That's wild.
Just the lyric that says, I don't think they understand. I'm not attracted to a man. I mean, it's kind of contradictory of everything else before it.
I mean, maybe like, you know, like in, you know, as they say, like, you know, some, Fatboy, you served some time, 28 hours, I believe it was.
Yeah.
You know. You said you got completely naked to like make everybody like stand back. You know,
I felt like
you know, like waving it around.
I felt like if there's any place you could be completely naked. I've watched Oz completely through twice. Like, so anywhere you could be naked is like in lockup, right?
Yeah, but like, you know, you're there and you're like, maybe you have to do stuff to survive is maybe what he was trying to say. I'm not trying to find any truth.
Does it count, Fat Boy in prison?
Well, the guy
did
come
you
up.
Charge those guys?
He come up to me and he goes, "You gotta have a towel, man. We don't walk around naked here." Because you're like, you're in a dorm with a bunch of bunks. There's like, you know, 8 or 10 dudes in there.
The guy said, "Hey, man, do you have any Sunny D?" And he says, "Why? I sure do."
you can take a shower whenever you wanted, but like the shower was in the corner and it was covered, but you had to step up into it.
See,
and it wasn't a removable head.
And they
you
wouldn't give
anything.
Them a rope on the soap because they thought they might hang themselves.
But no matter how bad it got, I don't think I'd try to have sex with a woman in prison.
Oh, what's wrong
with
you?
Let's try.
I would.
Come get her right now, 25 no. Garlington. Let's try it out for
that'd
a.
Be the first thing I'd do.
A societal test.
Oh.
Before I try to, you know, break out of this joint, let's get a little mending first.
A joint? I thought you had a blunt. We're going to take a break. My mom loves marijuana humor. Well, you can't spell marijuana without Mary.
Oh! Why did we? Oh, God.
Oh, I got to tell you something off air I found out over the weekend. I shouldn't even say that without. Okay, I'm going to say it now. Screw it. I'm sitting there at the, you know, this is the thing. When a woman gets married, she forgoes her maiden name or adds it in and all this stuff.
Oh, yeah, the hyphen.
Right.
Yeah.
So my mom didn't ever hyphenate. She basically lost her middle name, put her maiden name as her middle name, and then my dad's last name. So my mom, I hope I don't regret saying this. Nobody goes steal her credit score. my mom's first name is Mary. Her middle name was Ellen. Her maiden name was Thomas. Her marriage name was Harris. My mom's initials were meth. Man, we'll be back right after this. Good morning,
the Odyssey app. Make your phone. Get the Rise Guys daily podcast. Stream the Rise Guys every morning.
Yeah, man, I love that stuff.
Everywhere. The Odyssey app rocks.
This is the Rise Guys morning show.
The Rise Guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Let's see if she agrees with me. Folks, it's the birthday girl. It's my mama, Mary.
Happy birthday.
Should be.
Mama.
Hey, baby.
Hey, baby.
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Hey, baby. It's the legit, the first time I'm saying that to you, because Fat Boy called you to get you on hold here.
Yeah. Well, see, I didn't even say it first, because I wanted you to do it.
Oh, sweetie, thank you.
I don't want to take it.
Well, do you... Do you feel any older?
No.
That's good. That's good.
Not yet.
Oh, yep.
Got to find out about midday, which for you would be about 4 p.m. I'm just messing.
Yeah.
Let me tell you about something that is very intriguing to me, Mother. I was going to do a fun little thing here where I was going to alert you to things that maybe happened the year that you were born. Or to see if you even realized or whatever. But before even that, I found this. And I don't know if you know this or not, because this is a big mystery. The year, and we won't say the year, because I know, you know, you don't want to say your age, unless you want to say your age.
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
I said 29. So.
What year?
No, the
not
age.
Not 1929. My goodness.
I meant the age.
Lord.
Oh, boy.
No.
That's my fault.
No, he said 29 years old is what he was guessing.
That was close, I bet.
Well, I mean, if she was born... God, I can't believe you're so... I mean, heck. Hey, listen to me, heck.
I know.
It's your birthday. I mean, it's your... How old do you... If you want to say it, you say it. I thought this is a trick. It's a test to see if I'll say it. And then, like, Matthew, why'd you say it? How old are you today, Mother?
How old am I?
Yes, ma'am.
73.
Hey.
Happy birthday.
It's almost a big
happy
one.
Happy birthday.
Almost. Shoot. Yep. Anything past 70 is a good one.
That's very true.
It's a big one. Heck yeah. I mean, we had a nice Christmas. It didn't snow, but then again, aren't you glad it didn't?
Yeah.
Because that would screw up everything.
It wasn't supposed to snow today.
Well, no, but like maybe Friday. Maybe some of the snow.
Yeah, over the weekend.
She's about to have a nice birthday dinner.
I don't want the power to go off.
Oh, no. We've had enough of that stuff.
Oh, Mary, tell me about the comforter set that you got for Matthew.
Oh, Paige.
I want to know. What color is it?
He didn't get a whole set. He just got a comforter.
A comforter.
I told him to order it, and I'd pay for it, and he just got a green comforter.
It's not just the green. I tell Paige it is made of some chenille. I don't know what it is. Captain and
probably
chenille?
Some kind of polyester.
Oh, it's so
it's a dark green. It's pretty.
So colorful. Soft, and you probably won't like me saying this, but I slept naked in it the other night, Mom, and it's so soft.
It
was so soft. I loved it.
Look what I did.
I would have got a Cheetos Snuggie, so that's a good pick.
What?
You see them at Walmart, the Cheetos Snuggie.
Oh, my God.
That's what I would have picked.
Do they smell like Cheetos?
God, I hope so. They would after I wore it.
You get a out of memory. Oh, man.
It might snow this weekend, right?
I mean, that's what I was saying, Friday. But then again, we get all worked up about that and, you know. Half of us
but
want it to happen.
I still hope the power doesn't go off. That's I have problems when the power goes off. My oxygen goes off.
Well, yes. But, I mean, we have backups. I mean, she has backups.
Have the big tanks, but I still don't like it.
She's got, like, the big tanks where, like, I'm glad we don't have any, like, cousins or whatever that, like, huff stuff. I feel like they'd be in there trying to hit her oxygen. You understand?
No.
Okay, that's fine.
Oh, okay. I thought she had the machine. Where
she does, but when she's like on the go, she has this cool little backpack.
Oh, I've seen those. Yeah.
Yeah, but when the oxygen goes off, my machine goes off, I have to pull out the big tank.
Yeah, that's what we're saying. You have the tank, so there's, like, you will live through that. I mean, there's... You know, now for those tanks, if we run out of those, but I've got an underground bunker full of them. Okay. I have no food, but we got oxygen tanks.
We know a guy who knows tanks.
Yes. Yes, we do. We know a guy who's actually doing something similar to that, the opposite way. So here's what I was saying, Mom. So you've already announced you're 73. So quick math on that would say, who can get it first? She's 73. What year is she born? Da-da-da-da-da-da. Who's going to get it? Is it Paige or is it Fat Boy? Is it the guy who's in college for 19 years or the girl who's got 4 college degrees?
I'll get it for shooting.
It's 2025. She was born in 1952.
Look, I was in 55. I had to take off the 3. 52.
Boom! Fat Boy wins.
I had to go
well,
on the
you
fingers.
Said it, Matthew.
Oh, I didn't?
I was too busy
yes,
counting.
You did.
Well, either way, they didn't even realize that I'd even said the answer.
I really
you
didn't.
You said 52.
Oh, okay.
I was counting on my fingers like a dummy.
I was just watching you count.
He was sitting there doing spirit fingers. I'm like, why? He's calculating.
I kept going backwards every 10 years. I'm like.
So, Mama, when I Googled the 1952, the year you were born, the first thing it says on Wikipedia is that it's a leap year.
It's a leap year?
Yeah. The 1952 was a leap year.
I didn't know that. Well, I'm not as old as
I mean, for real.
Wait a minute, though. Does that get? But when
a leap year starting on Tuesday is any year with 366 days that begins on a Tuesday.
Is that every other year?
That's
no, that's never 4 years. It's a like, leap year.
It's like the Olympics. Yeah, or like a presidential. What is with the fours on that?
So she had a birthday every 4 years ago.
So, yeah. So, like, now who can do the quick math? 70. How old are you? 73 divided by 4.
Yeah.
It's 24.
I was close when I said 29, so.
24.
20, no, that's not right.
24 would be 72.
That's 3. We're dividing it by 4. You're not 96.
No. Well, 18. Nobody told me nothing about it.
Well, is Wikipedia lying?
Yeah.
Is this, I mean, for real, a Wikipedia / 1952 is a leap year. How about that?
Huh.
So what is her, what is her sign?
She don't believe in that.
Oh, okay.
Capricorn.
Oh, that's a good one.
What? Why?
It just sounds. Isn't there
like with that though, Mom? I've told the story for years ago about how when we'd go to the Pizza Hut, you know, with the set down Pac Man over there in Berea, and that they'd have those scrolls that had the you'd put a quarter in or whatever, and you'd get your horoscope out, and you vehemently would not let me buy those.
I don't even remember going to Pizza Hut.
What? The Cedar Lane Road?
Well, I might have gone.
That's where all my T-Bay. T-Bay.
73, remember? I can't remember everything.
You, listen, she remembers. Don't sell yourself short, Mother. We had this conversation the other night over at Brenda's house about how you remember. Even the young kids were saying, wow, you remembered my birthday when my mom didn't. I'm not going to mention names, but that was a real conversation at a family member's home. My mom remembered before the kid's mother did. Yeah.
Do you know as a Capricorn, your lucky color is gray?
Gray.
Yeah, and it says your lucky number is 4.
Oh.
Huh.
I've always thought of my number being 7, but that was because that's the number I was born on.
Oh, the 7th. Oh, well, that makes sense.
That makes a lot of sense.
Mine's also 7.
That's a real popular in European culture.
What?
Like, that's a lucky number, 7. Any combination of 7.
Well, lucky 7, I think. But, like, when I played baseball, I was number 7. And then when I played football, I was 77. So I guess that was.
Yeah, 7s are lucky.
And plus, that's like a, sign of Christ is 777?
Is it?
That's completion.
Completion, yeah. Okay.
I knew she knew.
Yeah.
You'd come here with a half a fact.
What is 888? It's toll free. Did you like that one, Mom?
Yeah.
Oh, thanks. I didn't get a out of you.
The symbol's a sea goat. It's a goat with a fish tail.
Oh, we don't believe in this.
A goat with a fish tail.
Yeah, that's what the Capricorn sign is.
My gosh.
It's weird looking.
Who knew?
Oh, I know it was a goat head, but I didn't know what the end.
Oh, Lord. Was. The go head, that's not good.
Mm-mm.
Why?
Because that's a sign of old Baphomet, the devil.
Well, not all of them are.
Goat head, but when you say specifically goat head, that means, right? I don't know.
We got to write this down because we mentioned something the other day about the Bible that we were going to ask.
Oh, I can tell you exactly what it was.
Oh, you remember?
But she won't like it. It's fine. Mom, it's nothing sacrilege. It's just... I will briefly say it, and then you'll be like, thank you, baby, for not mentioning it all the way. Remember the thing about the intermingling of tribes and the emissions of donkeys? I know. It's best. It was something that, taken out of context, but sounds very graphic in terms.
Well, I don't want to hear it.
I know. That's why I was being nice.
I didn't either, but,
it's biblical. I read the whole Bible verse on the radio, and... people are like, wow, that's really in there. It was like, you know, remember there were giants in those days and also dudes hung like donkeys. Yeah, I know. All right. I love you with all my heart. I truly do. You know that. And we will be doing lunch here. And whenever you, I know it's not your lunchtime. We're just celebrating breakfast with you right now, probably. Okay. But you know what I'm saying? I will call you after the show and we'll do lunch and all that. Okay.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday.
Thank you, Paige. Thank you, Fat Boy.
See, oh, it's the first time she's ever called you Fat Boy.
I love it.
Hey, P1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners: which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint: it's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence, it's a commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
I like laughing. Rise Guys Morning Show, good morning to you.
You're in the right place, buddy.
We're in the laugh zone.
According to who you talk to, I guess.
It's a cloudy day, but the stars are out.
Oh.
They really are.
I know. I look at the folks on hold, and I'm like, it's like if there was Dollywood squares, maybe, where you would look up and see the different stars that were on the panel. Maybe not Hollywood stars, maybe Dollywood stars.
It's like our version of Thunderbolts or whatever that stupid ass movie coming out.
I'm going to do these in order of time held, and that's why we'll go first to line two. The incomparable Jeff Lewis Neal.
The one and only, bitches.
Lewis.
What a way to.
How are you?
Well, hello. What are you doing, Jeffrey?
Hey, can I say something? I'm just working a little bit. What about y'all?
Yeah, about the same.
I'd like to say the same. Just working.
Not really. What y'all doing?
Sitting here with my shorts hanging halfway off my ass.
It really, nice. It really is.
Lovely.
Hoping nobody takes
it. Send me a pic, brother.
Another.
Another one.
And another one. Thank you, Jeff. You sent me a sweetheart of a text. I appreciate you.
You're welcome, man. You're welcome. I know she was awesome, and she will definitely be missed by us all.
Definitely.
Yeah.
I was about to make a funny little joke, but I imagine that she was up there, and you know, after a while, after the crowds kind of slowed down, you know, welcoming her into heaven.
Yep.
Right.
Older gentleman walked up to her and said, "We never met down there, but hi, my name's Papa Neal."
Oh, yeah. Can you imagine?
Yeah. And then she'd have to remind him you can't say GD up here and stuff. But
yeah,
that's true. You might. Then she looks at him and says, "Who is this?"
Oh, who's this? Well,
that's right, Jeff. Like, you and Jeff have a history, like, you know, Wade Hampton, and he's known her for.
Oh yeah, his daddy was my football coach, and I've known Jeffrey since he had long blonde curly hair. He'd never admit it's happened, but it was.
And, never did.
A sprout.
Never did. It was the preacher comb over. So.
Yeah, I've known Jeff Lewis Neal since the year 1989.
That's right.
That's God,
hadn't been that long.
Yeah.
Way back.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Say it again.
Yeah. That's way back when y'all wouldn't stop shooting arrows in freaking Wade Hampton Boulevard. With the archery class.
We were.
That was our clash with the Riverside Warriors. You're right. I remember that one.
That's right.
Jeffrey, I love you, man.
Love you, man. And again, you know, we're all here for you, obviously. And, you know, if you ever need anything, just give me a shout, man, anytime.
Need you to buy us lunch today.
We want to go talk.
I'll look at my bank account.
See what
hello.
Did you say there?
No, you got a big time job now. We might
all good one.
We might let you pay for ours, for real.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. It's a good old shoot job. So.
Yeah. All right, Jeff.
I'm gonna borrow that insurance card so I can go to the doctor.
You're a good brother, Lewis.
Same here, brother. You take care.
All right. See you, man.
All right. Work the lift.
See you guys.
The great Neil Koloff.
That's nice.
That's the first Russian that's made their condolences.
He's so good at his American accent.
I know.
He's like perfected.
I know. It's like when you're like, Mel Gibson, you're from Australia?
And Thor, too.
What? Thor, you're from Australia? I told you the stars are out. It's Party Man Dan.
Danny boy!
Hey, man, how are you?
Danny, I am, you know what? Again, like I said before, when people tell me at funerals and such that, you know, they're in a better place, and you know, I thought it was hogwash. I thought it was just something they were saying to make me feel better than themselves better, and I feel it and know it and believe it that she's better off. It's only
good.
Our own selfishness that makes the sadness, and she's sad for what she gets both now. She's see down here and up there, and like it's, you know,
destitute world.
That gives me comfort and peace.
Yeah.
Well, that's good, man. I'm glad you're doing well. I was very surprised and proud of you that you came in today. Like
I know what you mean.
Sorry.
Well, I couldn't have done it.
100%
plans of coming in yesterday to do it. I really, really
no.
was because
No.
This is, I said this earlier, and I want to say it again, that I take none of this for granted, none of it, and I am blessed beyond measure that I have this outlet. Because a lot of people don't, you know, social media and such, but like, I have felt so loved and made people love my mom so much. And you got to realize those little glimpses just in and out of her life, like that did so much. And, you know, knowing and telling her that because of you, you got gospel music played on a rock and roll station. She loved that. So yeah. I am sad only for myself, but for her, I'm happy beyond words.
Well, man, that's an awesome way to look at it, man. I feel really proud of you for that, man. That's awesome. I don't know that I could be that way. I know we have a difference in age, but you know, our mothers are different in age. But
yeah.
I mean, like, but I don't know that I could be like that. And wow, that's awesome. That's awesome that you can be like that. But I really wanted to send my condolences and just, you know, man, you got to think. The last time I looked, you had 699 comments on Facebook,
wow.
139 on Instagram. I posted something on Instagram, a comment, you know, but I just figured in that 139 it would get lost. So I just wanted to.
Oh yeah!
Send my condolences live.
I'm going to.
It's going to be hard to go through. I mean, that's a lot to go through.
As a lesson my mom taught me, she said, when you have graduation, you're going to write down everybody who gave you a gift. When you get married, you're going to write down everybody mm-hmm. who gave you a gift, and you're going to send them a thank you note, and you're going to do that. And this is the new way to do that. Exactly. This is the new way to do that. So when you know, reading them makes me happy. The more that I read it, it does make me sad, but I will break it down like a shotgun and respond to each and every one of them. And they've made me feel like $1 million, and I appreciate it.
That's awesome.
Are your parents still with us, Dan? I don't think I know this. Are
you? My dad left when I was like 3. That was kind of and then he had a prison situation and then tried to, you know, get a hold of me. Yeah, I know. But anyway, but my mom's always been around. But he's still around. He lives in Forest City. Big Trump supporter, guns, all that good stuff. But anyway, we talk every now and then. But yeah, but my mom, I go see her every other weekend. I take her out to lunch some. She takes me out to lunch some. You know, stuff like that. I go see her because I'm in Asheville and she's in Fletcher. I don't know. I know you know those places. You know, even though you don't live up here. But anyway, it's like 14 and a half miles, so it's not that long. But yeah. I just like to go see her. But yeah,
Dan's a lesbian, so he had to move to Asheville.
And he's got every other weekend with his mom.
That's why he lives
that's
there.
Nice.
Hey, Dan, you do me a favor. Call your dad today and call your mom. And just
same time,
blow their mind and just call and say, "Hey, I just want to call and tell you I love you." Because that is a parent now. Like you know, usually when you see the phone ring, like from your kid, you're like, "Oh Lord, what's she need now?"
What does he want for lunch?
And then them moments where it's like, "I just thinking about you, want to call and tell you I love you," means more than anything. So you call your parents, Dan.
Call them each on a separate phone and then hold them.
You
want to
call
for
TNC?
Well, yeah, I mean maybe. Call him live on the air, with this little bit of time.
Hey, man, I appreciate you, Dan.
Hey, thanks, man. And Fat Boy, I'm sorry. I just got a little bit frustrated earlier. I apologize if you saw me blow you.
You better
I didn't
not.
Mean to.
I just spit everywhere like you were saying.
It's
all good,
Danny. I didn't know. Okay, I thought maybe there was a mix-up or something. But anyway, I just wanted to say it to you live, Matthew. And
this is actually tape, Dan. So
I'm praying. I'm praying for you. My mom actually said to say that she was sorry. She really did. Like, because I told her, and because I've got her a little bit on the show. We always do birthdays or suckets. In the car when we're on the way, because I'll drive over there. Yeah, I know. But anytime because she's big church, you know, except I didn't go as a kid. I went with my grandma as a kid. But anyway, she got into it as an adult.
I feel like you're making this more about you than you are my mother.
I'm telling you, this is why she liked Mary so much.
I know.
I would always let her hear her calls, like when she called in. But anyway, and she was kind of upset too because she really liked Mary. I let her listen to calls from the podcast and stuff. That's what I was trying to say. But anyway, I know you got to go to break. I'm sorry.
Don't say you're sorry. You're good, Dan. Love you, man.
Pardon
all right.
Mom.
Love you, buddy.
All right. See you, dude.
Yep.
Or eventually you just have to cut him off. It's like a bartender saying, "Hey, you know what? You've had
last call."
He's a good dude.
Overserved.
Fat Boy, remind me, because I obviously, and let me say one more thing, two more things. One, you picked out a couple bits that you wanted to highlight of my mom.
Yeah, the next one is great.
So we will do another one of those. And also I want to say this right here, and I was going to do it earlier when Puddin' was on, but it's like, I'd get lost in a moment. You, my friend, helped get my mom over.
Oh, really?
And let me tell you what that means, is that hey baby thing was, I mean, like hashtag hey baby yesterday online was like crazy. And a lot of people don't realize, but like you playing that sound drop and saving it and playing it all these years, that would have just been like and the way I am, like, because I don't do all the tech stuff like you do. You got that over by saving that and playing it and making it like her gale, like her.
Yeah, well, I mean, you grew into the interaction of, you know.
Yeah, but like that, you kept it. You put it. Let me put you over right now.
By all means,
hit us one more with it. We've only done it one more, and it doesn't. It makes me feel happy to hear. So I'm fine to hear it.
Hey, baby.
Hey, mama.
Said, we got it forever.
Yeah, always.
Whenever
always.
You want it.
All right. We will we'll break here. We do headlines?
Sure.
What are you working on then?
We're going to find out why.
We're really calling it in the studio this morning.
Something about Fat Boy could be coming extinct. He's the only one in the room with one, I think.
Oh, God.
Oh, a missing butt cheek.
Mm-hmm.
Part of a chunk.
Well, part of it's missing. All right. You'll tell us the real answer next, though?
Sure.
All right. Right after this. Good morning, everybody.
Now you know what
you're doing. For all things Rise Guys.
They make me laugh. I listen to them every morning on my way to work.
TheRiseGuys.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.